Hare Krishna. This is a reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 8. Lord Krishna shows the universal form within his mouth. Texts 1 through 10. Texts 1 through 4. Sukadev Goswami continued. O Maharaj Parikit, the priest of the Yadu dynasty, namely Garga Muni, who was highly elevated in austerity and penance, was then inspired by Vasudev to go see Nanda Maharaj at his home. When Nanda Maharaj saw Garga Muni present at his home, Nanda was so pleased that he stood up to receive him with folded hands. Although seeing Garga Muni with his eyes, Nanda Maharaj could appreciate that Garga Muni was Adhoksaja. That is, he was not an ordinary person seen by material senses. When Garga Muni had been properly received as a guest and was very comfortably seated, Nanda Maharaj submitted with gentle and submissive words. Dear sir, because you are a devotee, you are full in everything. Yet my duty is to serve you. Kindly order me. What can I do for you? O my Lord, O great devotee, persons like you move from one place to another not for their own interests, but for the sake of the poor-hearted grihasthas, householders. Otherwise, they have no interest in going from one place to another. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As factually stated by Nanda Maharaj, Garga Muni, being a devotee, had no needs. Similarly, when Krishna comes, he has no needs, for he is Purna, Atmarama. Nonetheless, he descends to this material world to protect the devotees and vanquish miscreants. Paritanaya Sadhanam, Vinishaya Chaduskritam. This is the mission of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And devotees also have the same mission. One who executes this mission of para upakara, performing welfare activities for people in general, is recognized by Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as being very, very dear to him. Nacha tasman manusyesu kashtyan me priyakritamaha. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has advised this para upakara, and he has especially advised the inhabitants of India. Bharata bhumiti hoila manusya janmahyar janma sartaka kari kara para upakar. One who has taken his birth as a human being in the land of India, Bharatvarsha, should make his life successful and work for the benefit of all other people. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, 9.41. On the whole, the duty of a pure Vaishnava devotee is to act for the welfare of others. Nanda Maharaj could understand that Garga Muni had come for this purpose and that his own duty was now to act according to Garga Muni's advice. Thus he said, "Please tell me, what is my duty?" This should be the attitude of everyone, especially the householder. The Varnashram Society is organized into 8 divisions: Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprast, and Sannyas. Nanda Maharaj presented himself as Grihinam, a householder. A brahmachari factually has no needs, but Grihis, householders, are engaged in sense gratification. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 2.44, Bhogaisvaya prasaktanam taya prahita chetasam. Everyone has come to this material world for sense gratification, and the position of those who are too attached to sense gratification, and who therefore accept the grihastha ashram, is very precarious. Since everyone in this material world is searching for sense gratification, grihasthas are required to be trained as mahat, great mahatmas. Therefore, Nandamara specifically used the word mahad vichalanam. Garga Muni had no interest to serve by going to Nanda Maharaj. But Nanda Maharaj, as a grihastha, was always perfectly ready to receive instructions from a mahatma to gain the real benefit in life. Thus, he was ready to execute Garga Muni's order. Text 5. O great saintly person, you have compiled the astrological knowledge by which one can understand past and present, unseen things. By the strength of this knowledge, any human being can understand what he has done in his past life and how it affects his present life. This is known to you. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The word destiny is now defined. Unintelligent persons who do not understand the meaning of life are just like animals. Animals do not know the past, present, and future of life, nor are they able to understand it. But a human being can understand this if he is sober. Therefore, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 2.13, dhirastatra namuyati. A sober person is not bewildered. The simple truth is that although life is eternal, in this material world, one changes from one body to another. Foolish people, especially in this age, do not understand this simple truth. Krishna says, Dihinosmin yathadehe komaram yovanam jara tathadehantaraprapdir diras tatra namuyati. As the embodied soul continually passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change. Bhagavad Gita 2.13. Krishna, the greatest authority, says that the body will change. And as soon as the body changes, one's whole program of work changes also. Today, I am a human being, or a great personality. But with a little deviation from nature's law, I shall have to accept a different type of body. Today, I am a human being. But tomorrow, I may become a dog. And then, whatever activities I have performed in this life will be a failure. This simple truth is now rarely understood. But one who is a dhira can understand this. Those in the material world for material enjoyment should know that because their present position will cease to exist, they must be careful and how they act. This is also stated by Rishabhdev. Nasaro manye yata atmano yam asanapi kleshada ashadeha. Srimad Bhagavatam 5.5.4. Although this body is temporary, as long as we have to live in this body, we must suffer. Whether one has a short life or a long life, one must suffer the threefold miseries of material life. Therefore, any gentleman, dhira, must be interested in Jyotisha, astrology. Nanda Maharaj was trying to take advantage of the opportunity afforded by Garga Muni's presence, for Garga Muni was a great authority in this knowledge of astrology, by which one can see the unseen events of the past, present, and future. It is the duty of a father to understand the astrological position of his children and do what is needed for their happiness. Now, taking advantage of the opportunity afforded by the presence of Gargamuni, Nanda Maharaj suggested that Gargamuni prepare the horoscope for Nanda's two sons, Krishna and Balaram. Text 6. My Lord, you are the best of the Brahmins, especially because you are fully aware of the Jyoti Shastra, the astrological science. Therefore, you are naturally the spiritual master of every human being. This being so, since you have kindly come to my house, kindly execute the reformatory activities for my two sons. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 4.13, Chaturvarnyam mayashrishtam guna karma vibhagasa. The four varnas, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Sudra, must be present in society. The Brahmins are required for the guidance of the whole society. If there is no such institution as Varnashram Dharma, and if human society has no such guide as the Brahmins, human society will be hellish. In Kali Yuga, especially at the present moment, there is no such thing as a real Brahmin, and therefore society is in a chaotic condition. Formerly there were qualified Brahmins, but at present, although there are certainly persons who think themselves Brahmins, they have actually no ability to guide society. The Krishna consciousness movement is therefore very much eager to reintroduce the Varnashram system into human society so that those who are bewildered or less intelligent will be able to take guidance from qualified Brahmins. Brahmin means Vaishnav. After one becomes a Brahmin, the next stage of development in human society is to become a Vaishnav. People in general must be guided to the destination or goal of life, and therefore they must understand Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The whole system of Vedic knowledge is based on this principle. But people have lost the clue. Natevidu svartha gatim hi Vishnum. And they're simply pursuing sense gratification with the risk of gliding down to a lower grade of life, mrityu samsara vartmani. It doesn't matter whether one is born a Brahmin or not. No one is born a Brahmin. Everyone is born a Sudra. But by the guidance of a Brahmin and by samskara, one can become Dwija, twice born, and then gradually become a Brahmin. Brahmanism is not a system meant to create a monopoly for a particular class of men. Everyone should be educated so as to become a Brahmin. At least there must be an opportunity to allow everyone to attain the destination of life. Regardless of whether one is born in a Brahmin family, a Kshatriya family, or a Sudra family, one may be guided by a proper Brahmin and be promoted to the highest platform of being a Vaishnav. Thus, the Krishna consciousness movement affords an opportunity to develop the right destiny for human society. Nanda Maharaj took advantage of the opportunity of Gargamuni's presence by requesting him to perform the necessary reformatory activities for his sons to guide them toward the destination of life. Text 7. Gargamuni said, My dear Nanda Maharaj, I am the priestly guide of the Yadu dynasty. This is known everywhere. Therefore, if I perform the purificatory processes for your sons, Kamsa will consider them the sons of Devaki. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Garga Muni indirectly disclosed that Krishna was the son of Devaki, not of Yasoda. Since Kamsa was already searching for Krishna, if the purificatory process were undertaken by Garga Muni, Kamsa might be informed, and that would create a catastrophe. It may be argued that although Garga Muni was the priest of the Yadu dynasty, Nanda Maharaj also belonged to that dynasty. Nanda Maharaj, however, was not acting as a kshatriya. Therefore, Garga Muni said, "If I act as your priest, this will confirm that Krishna is the son of Devaki." Texts 8 and 9. Kamsa is both a great diplomat and a very sinful man. Therefore, having heard from Yogamaya, the daughter of Devaki, that the child who will kill him has already been born somewhere else, having heard that the 8th pregnancy of Devaki could not bring forth a female child, and having understood your friendship with Vasudev, Kamsa, upon hearing that the purificatory process has been performed by me, the priest of the Yadu dynasty, may certainly consider all these points and suspect that Krishna is the son of Devaki and Vasudev. Then he might take steps to kill Krishna. That would be a catastrophe. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Kamsa knew very well that Yogamaya was, after all, the maidservant of Krishna and Vishnu, and that although Yogamaya had appeared as the daughter of Devaki, she might have been forbidden to disclose this fact. Actually, this was what had happened. Garga Muni argued, very soberly, that his taking part in performing the reformatory process for Krishna would give rise to many doubts, so that Kamsa might take very severe steps to kill the child. Kamsa had already sent many demons to attempt to kill the child, but none of them had survived. If Garga Muni were to perform the purificatory process, Kamsa's suspicions would be fully confirmed, and he would take very severe steps. Garga Muni gave this warning to Nanda Maharaj. Text 10. Nanda Maharaj said, "My dear great sage, if you think that by performing this process of purification will make Kamsa suspicious, then secretly chant the Vedic hymns and perform the purifying process of the second birth here in the cowshed of my house, without the knowledge of anyone else, even my relatives. For this process of purification is essential." Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Nanda Maharaj did not like the idea of avoiding the purificatory process. Despite the many obstacles, he wanted to take advantage of Garga Muni's presence and do what was needed. The purificatory process is essential, specifically for Brahmins, Kshatriyas, and Vaishyas. Therefore, since Nanda Maharaj presented himself as a Vaishya, this process of purification was essential. Formerly, such institutional activities were compulsory. Chaturvarnyam Mayashrishtam Guna Karma Vibhagasa, Bhagavad Gita 4.13. Without these activities of purification, the society would be considered a society of animals. To take advantage of Garga Muni's presence, Nanda Maharaj wanted to perform the Namkarna ceremonies, even secretly, without any gorgeous arrangements. Therefore, the opportunity for purification should be regarded as an essential duty of human society. In Kali Yuga, however, people have forgotten the essence. Manda Sumanda Matayo Manda Bhagya Upadahruta, Srimad Bhagavatam 1.1.10. In this age, people are all bad and unfortunate, and they do not accept Vedic injunctions to make their life successful. Nanda Maharaj, however, did not want to neglect anything. To keep intact a happy society, advanced in spiritual knowledge, he took full advantage of Gargamuni's presence to do what was necessary. How degraded human society has become within 5,000 years. Manda, Sumanda, Matayo, Manda, Bhagya. The human life is obtained after many millions of births, and it is intended for purification. Previously, a father was eager to give all kinds of help to elevate his children. But at present, because of being misguided, people are prepared even to kill to avoid the responsibility of raising children.